The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hello. Welcome to Polar Tech Research Outpost. You must be one of the finest scientists in the world because you've been selected to be a part of our elite research team. Good for you. Here at Polar Tech, we take pride in our exploration of Antarctica. We take even more pride in keeping our scientist family safe. So let's begin, and may our hearts and curiosity guide us.
Well, you two sure know how to make a guy feel welcome. I don't know how you did it with what we have on hand, but that was one of the best welcome cakes I've ever had in my entire life. That was delicious.
Good, you're welcome. I'm so glad you get to the feeling inside.
So glad you get to the feeling inside.
Did you get to the feeling inside?
Did I get to the feeling inside?
He's saying filling. When you've been here as long as we have, you'll start to understand what he's saying.
My gosh.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. It's just, and I totally apologize. It's the accent is throwing me up a little bit, and as soon as I get used to it, I'm gonna understand every word out of your mouth.
But you two do speak the same language, science.
And English. English as well. Everyone keeps doing this, and by everyone, I mean the two of you. Yes, I am from the Ozarks, and the Ozarks are a mysterious and interesting place, full of woods and cars on cinder blocks, but I speak English the same as you. It may be a little more difficult to understand.
You're from Missouri, huh?
Da.
Interesting. Because I'm not from the Ozarks, but I'm just from like southern Indiana. So I feel like I understand that general. I just don't think I've ever heard an accent like that from Missouri.
Interesting. Oh, well.
He can be intimidating too, this guy. He's 6'8". Huge beard, little gruff, but you two will get along.
And every time I walk down the street in Ozarks or any other place, children run and scream and point and say, Zangief, Zangief from Street Fighter. That's the character Zangief. It hurts my feelings. I don't know what a Zangief is.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you Googled it?
No.
You look exactly like Zangief from Street Fighter. Down to the red shorts.
Huh. Can you pull up a picture?
I don't know. I know that we don't have internet access.
I joke.
Here.
It's a joke. I'm razzing the new guy. It's like it's like saying, you know, if you're at a tree, there's an old Ozark saying. You say, you're at the tree, and you say, could you run in tree real quick and grab me Sora? And they, I don't know where the door is. There is no
Sora.
Door.
What is a Sora?
The soda.
Dr. Pasta, by the way, as well, it's not all hazing and cakes down here. You know, we're rationing food. We don't really get to party that often, but it's a special occasion. You've come down here to replace the last scientist who was here. We're happy to have you here. Isn't that right, Calvin?
Yes, Calvin Klondike agrees. And just to reiterate, I know we said ad nauseum. Last person died so comfortably of natural causes. Just normal death for a 27-year-old scientist.
Calvin, I'm sure he read that in the paperwork. We're being redundant here for Dr. Pasta. He doesn't need to be hearing this.
Yeah, I mean, God rest his soul. You know, it seemed like it was tough on y'all. I know you're supposed to be here 3 years together. I'm coming in here a year late. I gotta learn all the dynamics. I gotta fill in with a great scientist. Fill in for a great scientist who will be missed. But
you're a great scientist, so we're happy to have you on the team.
Well,
the computer is beeping. I have to go and log the little video diary. I'm typing.
Hello, I'm coming to you from Polar Tech Research Outpost. I'm Dr. Albert Thorne, and here's an update on all of the data we have collected. The polar bears are acting the same, seals are the same, penguins, seabirds, albatross seem to be a little more tired than usual. We're wondering what's going on there. Weather patterns have been consistent over the last 3 months, nothing too drastic, and general vibe is pretty good. Fellas, general vibe is good?
Yeah, it's great.
You should put, there's been two types of weather, cold and freezing.
That's just a little joke from us. Dr. Albert Thorne signing
me. Give
out.
Give credit. Fuck! You keep doing this.
I've told you we're a united front on all the data we put out, on all the jokes we put out. We have to be a united voice. No one can sort of disagree with us.
This is like before we left when we had dinner in D.C. And I think, this is a great meal. I won't be spending money for a long time. So I left $500 tip. And you and our departed friend both wrote on the bills from all three of us. Terrible etiquette. Mm-hmm. Terrible.
I remember it well. And then the waitress winked at me and went and mouthed, thank you.
And
I
went, you said,
no problem.
He said, I'm leaving for years. And she said, I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it is just wild witnessing this dynamic and knowing that, you know, a year from now, I'm going to be right in there with you, mixing it up, chopping it up, understanding every word that Dr. Calvin says. You know, I want to get there. I know I'm being, you know, I'm champing at the bit, right, getting ready for it, but I'm going to get there.
Dr. Pasta, I got a question for you. What are you looking forward to most about being down here in Antarctica?
I got to say, it's not always easy for a scientist, especially a scientist in my very narrow, very specific field of study, to make connections with other people. Sometimes I can make pretty bad first impressions. I can be kind of abrasive and I can, you know, I'm looking forward to coming out of this thing with a couple of friends, honestly.
Wow, that's so lovely. Anything science related you're looking forward to? You're a young gun, just got your master's or your doctorate.
Young,
what are you looking forward to?
And full of science. Strong, strong.
That's a joke we just made. That's a good joke we just made.
I made that. Fuck.
If I can, you know, it's not a big deal if I can't, but if I can discover a new type of kelp, I think, look, I know this sounds stupid. All the kelp has already been discovered. There's no such thing as new kelp. But I have a feeling that they would not bring up a kelp scientist like myself if there wasn't the chance that I might discover some new kelp.
You're a kelp chaser. I knew I liked you.
And can I
say something? You didn't notice from my t-shirt that says kelp wanted?
Can I say something? In the Ozarks, I was a part of KGB. Of course, KGB stands for Kansas, Georgia, and a state that starts with B formed a coalition to find new bears. Guess what? Could not find new bears because we never looked. We said there is no new bears. All bears have been discovered. But
could the B stand for bears?
I mean, it could. It doesn't, but it could. It should have.
Yeah, state with B, huh?
Yes, but here's the thing. We never looked because we thought all bears discovered. And then one day, after KGB broke up, I see animal in woods. It looks like Kodiak bear, but not quite Kodiak bear. And I think to myself, my God, this is a new bear. So of course you're going to think everything's been discovered, but that's what everyone thinks until you discover the next thing.
Dr. Albert, I caught maybe four words out of that.
I'm
talking to Dr. Albert. I was hopefully whispering.
His whole thing is he saw a bear. Everything is discovered until it's not. And then there's more stuff to discover. I was not paying attention. I was writing down on my phone, I want a kelp wanted t-shirt.
I'm sure the story is more beautiful in his language. I'm sure it makes more
intuitive
sense.
I'm speaking English.
Native tongue. Now, that's normally what we would say when we say native tongue is your first language, the language of where you're from.
Yes, native tongue. I pick you up in the pile drive. Not really, though. I cushion your head with my thighs. Just a new initiation joke.
Well, it's 0800. Should we get to it?
You recovered
for the day?
From pile driver very fast.
We had breakfast cake, I guess.
I guess time's pretty relative up here because it doesn't it doesn't really function the same way it does back in southern Indiana.
Of course, before we go to start the day, we do have to do one thing, which of course me, Dr. Calvin Klondike, has to perform part of my duties, which is I just need to take a piece of your hair and 1 ounce of blood to make sure that nothing has infiltrated these organic bodies that we...
safety first, right? He's all
in charge of medical down here, yeah.
Take a block of hair and take some blood and go to the player and blood and we mix that in a ninja bullet and this will take, and some salt and 1.5 cups water. And we put in some vegetable broth,
And then we do the rest out of sight.
Out of sight.
Anyways, before we get started for the day, Dr. Pasta, you must have some questions. I'm technically in charge here, whatever that means. It just means I'm the oldest. 78.
What do you mean, whatever that means? It means you're in charge.
Any questions, Dr. Pasta?
I mean, I guess my only question would be, where's my bunk? And if I put a sock on the door, does that mean the same thing it does back in my university days?
We sleep in one king bed. The mattress is cardboard.
No, of course I know.
But anything science-related questions about our duties? We're obviously going to all take shifts during the day. You go first, then it's Calvin, and then it's me, Dr. Albert Thorne, last.
No, I mean, I have a lot of kelp to study, so I'm excited to get to it and get to kelping.
And just remember, if you hear an ominous beeping, wake us up, come and get us. That means an unknown object is out there in the storm and coming towards us.
What happened to your voice right there? What happened to your voice right there?
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, clue, crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.